Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
College basketball is heating up, and Fox Super 6 is giving away more free cash on Sunday. Download the Fox Super 6 app and enter the selection special contest for your shot at $5,000 guaranteed prize. All you need to do is answer 6 questions about Sunday's bracket reveal. It's completely free to play.
Duke didn't make the tournament. That's crazy.
It's been kind of a rough year for
the Blue Devils. And Kentucky didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, so I'm saying those schools that kind of function a lot on one and done prospects.
Not that great.
Well. Kind of a different year.
Gonzaga made it.
They did.
My Zags. Shaquille Griffin's entering his fifth year. He's been a Pro Bowler. Last year he had the most interceptions in his career. He's a tremendous player, and so much of Seattle's talk this offseason has been Russell Wilson. But this secondary needs Shaquille Griffin, and now he's going to be a free agent, and we've talked about it. This is a very, very unique year in the NFL. Great players are going to the market. Great players. A lot of times free agency, you're just overspending for good players. You're going to have great players going to the market. And Shaquille Griffin, Seahawks defensive back, is now joining us live. His twin brother's on the Seahawks as a linebacker as well, and you are joining us. So let's just cut to the chase on this thing, all this Russell Wilson talk, and Joy and I are freaking out. We're like, the hell's going on here? As a Seahawks player, do you read some of this stuff and think, what? Russell Wilson? I mean, what do you make of it?
It's crazy because you have no choice but to see it, especially if you're on Twitter or you're active on any social media. You have no choice but to see it. And it's crazy. So I know there's a lot going on. But, man, I got so much going on myself, focused on what's next for me and what's next for Shaq Griffin. Right. So, you know, one thing you can do is hope for the best. I know that's a guy who wants so much out of this game. You know, he loved the game. He got so much passion for it. You know, one thing you can do is just hope for the best for that guy. You know, the main thing is he just want the best for himself and for his team. So
I know that feeling. It's interesting. So, Shaq, you get drafted. You become a Pro Bowler. You had your best year last year. You do your part. But now we have the cap going down. It's crazy. So you should get your most money now because you did your job. You get drafted. You got better as a player. You just had your most interceptions. You deserve to get paid. And it just happens the cap's going down, so these teams are freaking out. And so you could potentially get more money elsewhere, but Seattle wins 11, 12 games a year. There's no state tax in Seattle. There's little bits and pieces of Seattle. How big is money in respect to you, and how big is I'm already in a pretty good place?
You know, you definitely want to come in, you know, knowing your worth and trying to get what you deserve. I know at the end of the day, I know it's a business aspect when it comes to this, you know, but right now I'm looking for any team that, you know, that's revolving around winning, you know, that's trying to get to a Super Bowl, who's trying to win games. You know, I'm looking for a team who's not afraid to utilize, you know, my experts and, you know, and my height, my speed, you know, my length. You know, I'm looking for a team who's not worried about what scheme I should be in, you know, knowing that they can use me in any type of way, you know, that can help benefit, you know, and put me in the best position to help us win ball games. You know, and the good thing about it, you know, I'm young, I'm 25 years old. I got the best ball ahead of me, you know, going to the Pro Bowl before, but, you know, that's just the beginning. You know, I got so much more to offer to this game. You know, I want to be that consistent player that's, you know, that's always in that discussion of, you know, being an all-pro guy or, you know, being the top cornerback in the league. So, you know, like I said, you know, I'm young. I got the best ball ahead of me. So I'm just looking for a team that's not afraid to utilize my experts and, you know, put me in the best position for, you know, this team or whatever team I may be on to win ball games and win the Super Bowls.
If you left Seattle and you got more money, I mean, the bottom line, somebody said, we want Shaq Griffin, we want to pay him. What would you take from Seattle that you learned there from Pete Carroll and you would take somewhere else? Like, what have you learned in Seattle that you didn't know out of college? You learn in Seattle, you leave because you can make more money. Are there gifts you would take from Seattle?
Oh, of course. You know, taking my poise from what I learned in Seattle, going to other, you know, if it may be another team, you know, and taking them same things that he taught, you know, everybody, you know, just being completely yourself, you know, showing your worth to this game and, you know, completely just being me. That's the one thing I took from it. It's another thing is, you know, never making one game bigger than another. You know, you got to continue to compete at the highest level every single game. And I feel like that's huge because I feel like most people or most teams, you know, get ahead of themselves or this is, you know, one big game, but the next one might not be. I feel like I took that from Seattle and it helped me play at the highest level every single time instead of taking games off. So that's one thing I'm definitely going to take. And no matter where I'm at, I'm going to utilize that, you know, and just compete in every single time, every single chance I do get.
You know, Russell Wilson is a very unique player. He had a lot of doubters. You know, he was smaller. And then all of a sudden he goes in and he's great. And, you know, you're a third-round pick. You didn't go to a massive Alabama or Texas. So a lot of people overlooked you during the process. And I was telling my wife this the other day. I said, if your life experience was being overlooked, like Russell Wilson got overlooked and you get overlooked by the big schools, like I understand you having a chip on your shoulder and thinking, no, I'm going to get mine now. My whole life's been people doubting me. Like I get if somebody came to you and just said, I'm going to write you a bigger check. Is that something that is part of your life, that you have been overlooked a lot and you're tired of being overlooked?
Yeah. But I definitely use that to my advantage. I don't think that would change. I want to keep that chip on my shoulder. You know, I'm fine with having doubters because that makes me want to play this game even at a higher level. I want to do better. I want to get better. I want to be the best, you know, because I have so many people doubt me. I want to continue to prove people wrong. You know, we go back and talk about my brother and all the situations he's been through. You know, we've been through the same thing together. So, you know, I love that. You know, that's part of my game. So I'm not too busy, you know, worried about, oh, man, let me just get the top dollar. I just want a team that's going to accept me for who I am and try to get the best out of me. You know, like I said, I'm not done yet. And there's so much more I want to accomplish playing this game. And I want the team or whatever team I may be on to feel the same, you know, the same way that I do. You know, I want somebody to help me become my better self. So, you know, the money's going to come behind it. I just want teams to know that, you know, I'm ready to give my all to this game and I want to be the best. And that's something I'm looking forward to, you know, accomplishing.
So in high school, college, and the pros so far, especially in high school, college, you are better than the guy you covered. In high school, you never met a receiver that was more talented than you. In college, you didn't meet a receiver that was more talented. And then you get to the NFL and DeAndre Hopkins comes in motion and you got to guard DeAndre Hopkins. Is there a receiver or two in your 4 or 5 years in the NFL that you're like, man, he's my equal? Like, who's a hard guy to cover for you?
Well, everybody in the league is great. So I'm going to put that out there. Everybody is great. If it's someone I feel like, oh, this is my equal. I never really had that feeling. You know, some days in some games where someone's doing great and some games where I'm doing great, you know, like I said, but everybody's great in this league. But I'm trying to come to a year where I feel like no one is equal, you know, and that's the goal. You know, that's what I set out to be. I want to be the best. So I want to see no equal. I want to see no one better than me. I want to be better than everybody. So, you know, I don't want to put that out there saying that someone is equal because I want to be better than them. And, you know, that's my main focus. So I ain't letting nobody have that today.
All right. You're not even going to let anybody have it.
Not today.
by the way, for you, if I told you 5 minutes from now, oh, my God, Russell Wilson just got traded, Seattle wouldn't be the same football team. Would that not be good for you? Would you think to yourself, we just lost our star quarterback? Would that be a decision that would weigh on you, on your decision to go somewhere?
Oh, man, you know, it'd be different. But, you know, it's so tough to kind of even think, you know, Russell getting traded. You know, I feel like the main thing I have learned from Russell is, you know, keeping faith and staying positive for any decisions. And the main thing, he got to make the best decision for himself, for his family. And I know Russell is going to continue to think hard as he can on whatever decision he may make. But if you ask me, you know, I'm staying positive and saying that Russell Wilson is going to be staying in Seattle. You know, that's just, you know, staying positive about it. But like I said, there's so much going on for myself. It's kind of hard to focus on if, you know, Russell Wilson will stay or if he'll go. Because I got so much trying to figure out on my own, you know, trying to figure out what's next for Shaq Griffin. So it's just kind of tough to, you know, even think about that.
Yeah, you led the Seahawks in passes defended with 12. First interception in 2020 season, by the way, was off Dak Prescott in week 3. I'm reading that. So when do you think, when will you, Shaquille, when will you make your decision, do you believe? You and your agent will make your decision. When will you?
I'm not sure. We haven't put an actual date on it. Right now, I'm just accepting the process and enjoying the process. And the main thing right now, he told me, just focus on just being you, you know, continue to work out, you know, continue to get back in shape and get back to playing your best ball. So I'm already focused on whatever team I may be. I'm focused on getting my body back right, you know, so I can be my best self for whatever team I may play so they can get the best out of me. So when I'm doing that, you know, I know I got a great team behind me. And, you know, the only thing I have to do is focus on just playing my best ball, and then everything gets to play itself out.
All right, Shaq Griffin, good luck to you, the Seahawks, Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll, and everybody. Appreciate you stopping by our show today. Appreciate you. He dressed up for the show today. A lot of guys,
yeah.
A lot of guys don't even get out of their sweatsuit. And look at Shaquille's here looking like a Pro Bowl corner. Took care of us today, so he looks all lit and cool and smart and all that stuff. All right, Shaq, appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you guys again. Thank you.
You bet. There you go. Boy, that is just crazy. Like you said, I can't even think about Russell Wilson not in the Seahawks.
I can't think about it. It's
crazy.
It is beyond my comprehension. There are situations that make sense. Houston makes sense. Philadelphia, Carson Wentz makes sense. This does not make sense.
It's nuts.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Dak Prescott finally got his deal done with the Cowboys. 4 years, $160 million. And despite multiple years of negotiations, he said he never envisioned leaving Dallas.
This is the right fit. I grew up a Dallas Cowboy fan. Never in a million years did I imagine not being a Cowboy once I put on this uniform and put on this star. So through it all, through the 2 years, I guess you can say, or more, there was never a slight doubt in my mind that I wouldn't wear the star for the rest of my life. This is my home. I'm not leaving. I'm a Cowboy, and this is only the beginning.
He's so good.
He is.
He's just so good.
He makes you want to, he makes you as a fan. He says all the right stuff a fan would want to hear. This is my home. I'm not leaving. I'm all in.
How can you not root for him? I mean, I don't know. I just think he is just one of the best stars that we have in the whole league. I'm really happy for him that he got his money. Again, I think that it was ridiculous that it took this long, because it should have been done years ago, and the Cowboys would have saved a bunch of money, and this wouldn't have been the story for as long as it was, but he got everything he wanted.
He got everything. Didn't have to do a fifth year. You can never franchise tag him. He got no trade clause. He got everything.
Money.
Jerry Jones, Jerry tends to ramble. But Jerry was like, I'm not going to do a Jerry impersonation, but, well, kind of. Everything. Do we have the bite of Jerry Jones? It's so funny.
It's so funny.
The one where he talks about, I paid a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, the gambling.
All the stuff
I paid. Bargain.
You don't go cheap on transportation, toilet paper, and quarterbacks. And in the end, a Cowboy quarterback is...
Well, that's what's always made sense to me when people are like, he's not as talented as Patrick Mahomes. Like, you're arguing about talent.
Right. That's
like,
not everything.
Like Shaquille Griffin just said, everyone in the league is great.
Right.
Some are greater,
yeah,
but everyone in the league is great. If he's somebody that you could win a Super Bowl with, he's worth every penny.
Here's Jerry talking about paying what he paid.
The truth is, most anything that I've ever been involved in that ended up being special, I overpaid for. Every time, to the end. Anytime I've tried to get a bargain, I got just that. It was a bargain in a lot of ways, and not up to standard.
I mean, if you've seen their facility and their stadium, I mean, Jerry's gone big on stuff. That's his yacht.
But it takes a very special kind of individual to function in that role with that team.
Oh.
Dallas is unique. We say it all the time. Nobody pulls up to a stadium hoping to see the owner that day, except for Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, it's a big job to quarterback the Cowboys. The two most successful people that have done it are Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman. One went to the Naval Academy, and the other's got certain leadership qualities that are very rare. You can't be a little flighty. You can't be, I mean, I'm not picking on anybody, but Jameis Winston, Baker Mayfield, I think it's just too much. Like, you, if you had any little immaturity issues or could be a little flighty, this is not the job for you. You can't do the Dallas Cowboys starting quarterback.
You have to have a very a solid and steady disposition about you.
Luck, Russell
you
Wilson.
You can't be someone who gets too high or too low, because there's just so much more going on with that organization than any other organization in sports. It's the most popular, profitable organization in the entire world.
In America.
People always freak out when I say that. The numbers. I'm not making that up. It is the biggest brand in all of sports in the world.
The number one job for an athlete in America is quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. And with it becomes bizarre expectations. You have to be mature. Dak made $50 million in endorsements his first 3.5 years in the league. Some guys make $50 million in endorsements, and they're just done working. Like, I'm out.
How could you not be?
So, I mean, again, this is just not for everybody. There's just certain jobs that you interview people for, and you're like maturity becomes as big as your talent.
Yes, that's absolutely true. So Tua showed some promise in his rookie year, so a lot of questions and some growing to do. But despite Miami being mentioned in the trade market, Brian Flores is looking forward to seeing what Tua will do in his second season.
When you think about his situation last year, coming off the hip, kind of threw him in the fire there. But I'm really excited about this. You know, that year one to year two jump, and I'm all about the development of players and, you know, helping them develop and helping them get better.
I'm not terribly optimistic about...
But, you can argue it was the worst year ever to be a rookie quarterback.
It was, but... Joe Burrow looked great before he was injured by the worst offensive line in football.
Fair.
Justin Herbert.
Okay, but he's different.
That's your draft class. We were talking about it earlier. There are going to be guys that don't make it in this draft class, right?
Lots.
And the reason that doesn't happen is because it happens every year. It's not like nobody's hating. This is just the reality of the NFL. So I'm not saying the two is a bust. I'm just saying I didn't see enough from him in his rookie year to say he is the future. He had some moments where, like, I got excited and, you know, we all bought in at the beginning of the year. I don't think they did him any favors with the flipping back and forth from Ryan Fitzpatrick. I thought they should have let him go out there and do his thing, and then he would have had a full year of evaluation to see, because they didn't make the playoffs. So what was all that for?
Yeah.
Like, you took away those big moments for him to rise or fall just to be competitive. And I get it, you want to have the best guy on the field out of respect to the rest of the men out there.
Right.
But I just don't think, as far as evaluating Tua, it really helped the situation. And now, you know, you have the third pick in the draft. You could possibly put together some sort of package, either for Deshaun Watson or, you know, Russell Wilson hasn't listed Miami as that team, but they're at Trey Lance's workout today, and they're going to need to be in the top five if the Seahawks are interested in him.
Yeah.
So I don't know that you have enough information to run it back another year with Tua. So Trey Lance had his pro day today at North Dakota State. Representatives from 30 NFL teams were in attendance, including 9 general managers and 4 head coaches.
Oh.
This is the footage.
Oh, my God. It's a rocket. Let me see. Hold on.
I mean, he just looks very solid.
Okay, you know what he has? He has the Justin Herbert thing. Just watch. Hold on. Justin Herbert thing.
Sorry to our radio listeners.
Yeah.
You can see it on Twitter.
Ease of throwing. He's very...
Yes. He measured at 6'3" and 7/8", so 6'4", 224 pounds.
Boy, I like his delivery a lot.
Hand measurements of 9 1/8", and had an arm length of 31.5". I don't know how to compare that to anybody.
How is his hand length? Is that no? What's the number?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the... Can we find out what... Who had small hands? Who did they say had small
Goff.
Hands? Goff, yeah. So I don't know what Goff's hands are. But in his 2019 season, he had a 66.9 completion percentage, 2,786 yards, 28 touchdowns, no interceptions. So while he does have a big arm, he is not a gunslinger. Doesn't throw interceptions. Wentz went 16-0, or he went 16-0, I'm sorry, in 2019. Obviously, he didn't play last year, so, you know, the knock is that they don't have a lot of tape on him. But yeah, to your point earlier, you can see talent. Now, is he going to be able to go into a dysfunctional organization?
Well, that nobody's...
Is he going to be able to overcome a bad offensive line?
No.
Nobody really can.
Andrew Luck did, and then had to retire early.
Right. So did he? He obviously had success, right, but in the end, that was what ended up getting him out of the league. So I don't like to say that, if he goes here, he's not going to have success. Like, who can go to a dysfunctional situation that they're not making an actual effort to improve?
Brady. Tampa was dysfunctional.
Yes.
Tom Brady.
But they had talent, though.
Oh, yeah, lots.
So, what I'm saying is, you have organizations that year after year, like the Texans, is a dysfunctional situation. And it doesn't look like they're actually making an effort to improve it. They're just kind of okay with what it is. If you go to a situation like the Bengals, who've been dysfunctional, but it's obvious that they're trying to make improvements, then you have some hope. I mean, you love the Bengals this year.
Yeah. They could be my sneak team.
Oh, now
I got to do a lot of homework this weekend at the hotel.
Okay,
I have this weird Cincinnati thing. It's weird. When I get into these weird things where I go down rabbit holes, and I'm all into these Bengal double two deeps in there.
Yeah, you were.
I do. I get like that.
Okay.
Cincinnati's a very interesting team.
They are very interesting.
Very interesting team. If they draft, they need about two things for sure. And if they get them, it's like better than people think. We have a team like that every year that is lousy and then suddenly gets to be a playoff team. And it happens every single year. And when you say it, people mock you, but it happens every year. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
All right, Jason McIntyre, tomorrow's headlines today on Friday. We do it every Friday. It's one of my favorite segments.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Black Rifle Coffee Company, veteran-owned. Premium coffee to people who love America. Go to blackriflecoffee.com, code HERD, H-E-R-D. The code gets you 20% off your first coffee club order. So Jason McIntyre, a lot of big names available, free agency this year, like big names. So let's go through some headlines of the notable free agents coming to the market. It's exciting. Mark Schlereth said it earlier. Usually free agency is decent players you have to overpay. Now it's great players that you may get a short-term bargain on. So let's start tomorrow's headlines today. What's the headline going to be for Juju Smith-Schuster, receiver for the Steelers?
Yeah, you remember how good he was 3 years ago? He's kind of fallen off since then. The headline will be good Juju for Trevor. I've got Juju Smith-Schuster signing with the Jacksonville Jags. Colin, this is a team with a lot of cap room. I think it's a perfect fit. You know, you get the awesome rookie quarterback. You add a dynamic slot receiver in Juju. They got DJ Shark on the outside. He's very good.
Yeah.
And the young kid Chenault as well. Colin, I'm just telling you right now, the Jags have money to spend. They've got draft capital. This is a 7, 8, or 9 win team next year. That's how good Trevor Lawrence will be. And you add Juju Smith-Schuster, you know the formula, right? You talked to all these GMs. You've got a rookie quarterback on the scout salary scale. You add the big money receivers.
Yeah.
Baker gets Odell. Okay. Kyler Murray adds DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
You know, you look around the league and Josh Allen, he gets Stephon Diggs. That's the smart move. I think Trevor Lawrence gets Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, very productive slot guy. Now, the Steelers, by the way, have a lot of good receivers. They always do, so they may not step up. Interesting. Tomorrow's headlines today. How about Aaron Jones of the Packers? What's that headline going to be?
Yeah. Do you remember him from the NFC Championship game? Fumbled twice, and they never touched the ball again. The headline will be Seahawks Aaron it out. Listen, I can't say it enough. Pete Carroll has talked how they lack a running game. Both running backs are free agents. They were both hurt last year. Russell Wilson, you want a running back? You need some help? We're getting you Aaron Jones, a 3-down back. He can block, receive, run the football. Okay, it ended ugly in Green Bay. Remember, they just drafted the kid Dylan last year in the second round. So they've got two running backs. Why pay a lot for Aaron Jones? I think it's a good fit in Seattle. And there's no excuses for Russell Wilson. When you've got on the outside Metcalf and Lockett, and then you add Aaron Jones to that backfield, I don't want to hear it, Russell Wilson. You got to deliver next year. And I think they can make a playoff run with Aaron Jones added to that offense.
All right. Tomorrow's headlines today. What about the headline for Kenny Golladay of the Lions, who is so talented?
Yeah. Probably a top 10 receiver in the league. He was injured last year. The headline will be Kenny makes Miami nice. No excuses, Tua Tagovailoa. You're getting Kenny Golladay. I know Joy's very excited. You pair Golladay with Preston Williams on the outside. They get the great tight end in Gesicki. Colin, Miami is on the uptick big time. Yeah. This is a team, young quarterback. Again, we just talked about it. You add the dynamic receiver. I personally would love the Jets to make a run at Golladay. I don't think it'll happen. They got too many needs. But this is a Miami team that missed the playoffs on the final day, final week of the season. I think they get in next year. And Colin, given the Patriots news earlier today, okay, you got the Patriots on the rise. They're going to be coming back. You know the Jets can only get better. The Buffalo Bills went to the AFC Championship, and now Miami, if they get Golladay, that's a dynamic team. That AFC East is no longer a laughingstock. It's a loaded division.
Yeah, and by the way, Tua is not terribly dynamic as a thrower or athlete, so you're going to need some dynamic people in that offense to make those big plays.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's headlines today, what are we going to hear about Shaq Barrett, who was so great in the playoffs for Tampa?
Yeah. Well, Tom Brady restructured his deal. They're begging Barrett to come back. The headline will be Colts break the bank for Barrett. I think this is Shaq Barrett's last chance really to cash in, right? He's 28, turns 29 in November. He could take the hometown discount and stay in Tampa. But Colin, why would you do that? You won the Super Bowl. Isn't this the time to cash in and try to pocket as much money as you can? And remember, the Colts are a contender in the AFC. And the thing I love about this is Matt Eberflus, the great defensive coordinator in Indy, doesn't like to blitz. I think they were 29th in blitz percentage, and they can't get to the quarterback with four. They were 18th in pressure rate. What does Shaq Barrett do? Gets to the quarterback. This is a perfect marriage. And can I call them your Colts? I really do think they are a definite Super Bowl contender if Carson Wentz shows up, which, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, they're not having to pay all of Wentz's salary either. So that's right. So they have some scratch. Tomorrow's headlines today. What about the Niners' Richard Sherman?
Yeah, it's funny. People thought he was washed when he left Seattle, but he played great in San Fran. Injured last year. The headline will be Sherman's march to New York. How about it? You know, I had to squeeze the Jets in here, Colin. I like Sherman reuniting with Robert Saleh, the new head coach of the Jets. And there's already talk that he wants Kawan Williams, the slot corner from San Fran, to come with him. This is a Jets defense good against the run last year. They were eighth. Terrible against the pass, okay? Don't remind me of that Raiders game. I lost a ton of money on the Jets in that one. They were 28th against the pass. You add Richard Sherman, they get Kawan Williams in the slot, you add something in the draft, all of a sudden, Robert Saleh has a really nice nucleus in New York, and you get some leadership in that locker room. Remember last year, just a nightmare. I feel bad for Sam Darnold. He had to deal with Adam Gase and just a train wreck of a locker room. Sherman is a leader. People listen to him.
That one's interesting. Because Saleh's going to want some grown-ups in the room to spread his gospel.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good move. That's old Bill Parcells. Bring some guys
Indeed.
In that's when I'm not in the locker room, they're selling when I'm preaching. And Richard Sherman to the Jets is interesting.
The Jets haven't had that alpha in the locker room in a couple years, Colin, and you can see it on the field. Just a lot of dumb penalties, a lot of immaturity off the field. Jets need to clean it up. Richard Sherman, a good place to start.
That was pretty good. Pretty good effort by you, though. Really appreciate that.
Pretty good effort. Thank you, Colin. How kind of you.
Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire with McIntyre. He's got his podcast every morning on iHeartRadio. Good stuff. Thanks, buddy.
All right, pal.
Oh, I went to dinner last night, Joy. I think it was the coldest night ever in Manhattan Beach.
It was very cold last night. No, we shouldn't complain in California, but it was actually legitimately cold last night.
Like in the 40s?
Yeah, it was chilly.
Brutal.
It was chilly. But I think indoor dining is supposed to open this weekend a little bit, 25%.
25-30%. You can,
gyms,
I mean, how can they?
Movie theaters.
Are they really going to? You can do 30-35%. What are they going to? Some the state's going to come in and go, you got an extra chair there. They're just saying less than half.
Yeah.
It's like the speed limit. You can't really regulate. It's called the speed limit.
They do regulate it. They give out tickets.
Yeah, I know, but they don't really. I mean, nobody gives you a ticket if it's 55 going 56. It's a bunch of make believe. It's like, try not to go
so
six.
It's more like a speed suggestion.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's not really.
And we should change that, guys. Speed suggestion.
We'd suggest you go around 65. We're not going to. 66 doesn't get you a ticket.
Everyone drives a speed limit in LA anyway.
They do?
From my experience. Have really? You ever driven in Miami? It's really a suggestion there. Actually, if you drive the speed limit there, you might get run off the road.
I don't find, you know, everybody.
You're driving 90 miles per hour on I-95 or you're not going anywhere.
I don't think LA traffic. Well, no, it's the pandemic. The pandemic has the only positive about the pandemic. Traffic in LA is manageable.
It's back.
Not, yeah. I mean, is it bad now again?
It's back. It's not back to what it was pre-pandemic, but it's creeping back up there. But that's fine. That's good. I'm good with traffic. I miss traffic.
All right. So, Joy, let's hear it for Joy tomorrow. Good luck to Joy is moving.
Let's hear
tomorrow.
It for me. I'm moving.
And I'm
not
it.
Ready.
Neither one of us is. We'll keep you updated here on FS1 with all the Russell Wilson shenanigans and free agency. It's going to be just stick around Twitter. Something's going to happen. We'll see you Monday in L.A. It's the Herd.